Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, yeah!
It's time for some Mountain Wave Weather! Brought to you by John, the Mountain Wave Weather Dude.
I love it. We've tracked him down.
Yep, it's going to be a big weekend. Lots of stuff going on.
He is the source, man, we go to here at the BJ and Jamie Morning Show when we need the real scoop when it comes to the weather. John, the Mountain Wave Weather Guy. Good morning, John.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
No, we're doing good, man.
We're good. You're like at a weather conference or something, right?
Yeah, I'm at the AMF conference. It's like the biggest weather conference of the year.
American Meteorologist.
Are you there for like the entire week or what?
Yeah, I'm here for pretty much the whole week. So
when we go to one of those radio conferences things that sometimes Jamie and I get to attend, man, do people get drunk. They get so wasted at these things. Do they get all liquored up down there at the weather one?
Some people like to go out and party a lot. Yeah, it depends on like which branch and which type of group that you go out with. But yeah, there's definitely some of that going on.
Yeah.
So we also get like record suites, like where you can go and like have food and they have like little gift bags and stuff like that. What kind of like, how are you trying to upsell you guys stuff? Like, are there's like a thermometer like suite?
Yeah. Right. Do you get like a barometer with logos on them?
Yeah.
From companies?
If you go down to like the exhibits where all the vendors are, they have all sorts of stuff. So they have everything from like stickers to little flags to, some of the stuff they have is really cool. Like they have drones, they have like a little mobile radar that you can buy.
No kidding.
Yeah, all sorts of stuff. I mean, it's not cheap. It's really expensive, but it's fun to see.
Still cool stuff, huh?
Who knew? Yeah.
Man.
They have weather swag.
God, I love weather. I'd love to go to one of those. I would.
Right?
Yeah.
Could any Yahoo like me get in?
For the AMS, you can attend, but you have to pay, and it's fairly expensive.
Yeah.
Some of the other ones you can go to, like there's a Storm Chaser convention.
I believe
they're going to be in Denver next year. So that's
there
one
you
that
go.
You can
Dude,
go to.
Keep me posted.
And, that one's cheaper, and that one's more laid back and more fun too.
All right, John, let's get to the weather for the weekend. Let's go.
Yeah, well, as you probably heard, it's going to be cold. So
all right, thanks, John. We'll see you.
I know, that's it, right?
Yeah, it's going to be cold. Okay, thanks.
So we have two Arctic fronts moving through. We got one coming in Friday into Saturday, and then we got another one coming in Sunday to Monday. So each one of those is going to bring a lot of cold Arctic air from the north. And we're talking about, you know, highs in like the single digits on Saturday. A lot of models Sunday have us not even really getting above zero. And then going into like Monday and Tuesday, a little bit warmer, but still really cold. So at night, you're even like Denver and some of the Palmer Divide areas, you're looking at like 5 to 10 below zero, which is really cold. If you add the wind in, there'll be a little bit of, kind of a breeze as we go through this thing. Some of the models have wind chills as low as 20 below zero going Sunday night into Monday and then Tuesday into Wednesday. Yeah. So, yeah, very, very, very cold. You don't want to be out
below zero. And that's not, is that, did he say wind chill?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wind chill.
That's what it feels like to you when you walk outside.
Normally, we don't get that much snow when it's this cold, but it looks like maybe even 4 to 5 inches of snow.
Yeah, we don't. You don't have a lot of moisture in the atmosphere with these things. It's just too cold. The colder it gets, the harder it is to hold moisture. But we will have enough moisture to squeeze some snow out. And because it's so cold and dry, that snow really, it's that really light, fluffy, powdery stuff.
Oh, yeah.
It tends to stick on the road sooner and cause all sorts of problems. But it also, because it's that light, fluffier stuff, it stacks up a little more. So if it's warmer and you have a storm like this, you'd say, oh, yeah, an inch or two of snow. But because of the way this one's setting up and how cold it is, that 3 to 4 to 5 inches. I mean, yeah, Denver is like a 3 to 6 inch range. And then, you know, Palmer Divide's 4 to 8 and foothills are 4 to 8. So and it doesn't like it's not like a super heavy snow. It's one that just kind of lingers and adds up over, you know, a day or two.
Wow.
This is great. So I think, though, what you're saying is that Sunday, I think Sunday night, I can take like a glass of water and throw it in the air and it'll crystallize, right?
Yeah, yeah. Sunday night into Monday morning, you know, if you get those really cold wind chills, you take the best way to do it is a pot of hot water.
Okay.
And then toss it up in the air and it'll just completely like freeze and crystallize.
You're kidding.
I'm sure you've seen the videos.
Yeah.
Oh, Jamie, that was smooth. That was really cool how you brought that up.
And project.
Yeah, that's wild. All right.
Yeah, well, take your kid outside, geez, DJ, and do that. Yeah. It's going to be awesome.
I think I will. Yeah, that's a pretty cool experiment there.
Right?
All right, John, thank you so much for taking time out of your little weather gig down there and talking to us. Yeah, we appreciate it.
Thank you for having me on.
You know what's sad, John, is that we're going to video doing that, but then we have no place to put it because TikTok will be shut down.
It's gonna be gone.
Put on you have a Facebook page, you could do that too.
Not the same.
Hey, John, at this conference and all these kids are like, you know, Facebook, only old people use that. I'm like, well, what if that's where I am. They're like, nah, you need to get on something else. I'm like, I'm in my 30s and I'm like the old guy at the conference, you know, and then they have the really old guy.
No, that's so sad.
All right, John. Is the baby okay? Everything good?
Oh yeah, yeah. Okay, he's doing really well. Yep. He's starting to grow and you know, he's just close to like the point where he can get around the house and starting to run around and explore things. So it's really cool. At this age, they're starting to develop their own little personality, and he's just very happy all the time, about everything.
Yeah.
So just very laid back and happy little guy.
But the wife, let me just do an impression. Yeah, it's fine. You can go to the conference. It's fine. I'll just be here alone with the baby. It's fine.
Well, see, that's the trick. Is I had her go out and stay with family, so she's there with the baby.
Good job.
She's not at home by herself. She's out and hanging out with you know, mom and dad and brother.
That's a better move right there.
Yeah, and then when you leave the conference, just grab some of those free wind chimes or something. Take them home to them. They'll be so happy to get.
I already asked her if I could buy the little mobile radar thing, and that was a hard no when I told her the price tag. So,
how much is it?
They have one that starts at about $25,000.
Okay.
What? John?
Yeah, but it's mobile.
Yeah, mobile radar. Don't you have a phone? You
can look at the radar. I've got it on my phone now.
Right?
I've got radar.
The mobile app's like, you know, $4.99. So I think I'll stick with the mobile app.
Exactly.
All right, John, you have a great weekend, all right? Yep.
All right, you guys too. Enjoy it. Stay warm.
Thank you.
And, you know, stay safe with the snow.
You got it.
Thank you so much. Thanks, John.
All right, take care, guys. Thank you.
It's time for some Mountain Wave Weather. Brought to you by John, the Mountain Wave Weather Dude.
That guy's the best, is he not?
He really is.
Oh, man. If you want the forecast, you want accuracy, whoo, you got to get John. John, the Mountain Wave Weather Guy. BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Alice. Jamie, you ever shop at Ross?
I don't enjoy it.
You don't?
No, I don't.
They're shutting down a lot of stores.
Yeah, it's just a bunch. It's just so messy.
It was all kind of thrown together.
I ran into a Ross in Honolulu when we were up there.
A man named Ross?
No. The Ross store. I went into the store, and I'm with you. It was a little...
It's disheveled.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
I went in looking for a pair of shoes, okay. And I couldn't find my size because everything was just from kids' shoes to adults. It was just all mixed together.
The only one like that's kind of like that is I think TJ Maxx is just kind of a fun shop because like you can find like a Tumi suitcase and you know just random stuff. You're like, oh my, I bought a Tumi suitcase at TJ Maxx.
Yeah, you can get some deals.
Yeah.
TJ Maxx is like going to a garage sale.
It is. Well,
that's what it is to me.
It's like Ross. That's like Ross's. They're both the same thing. Except Ross is mostly clothes and TJ Maxx has like other crap.
Yeah. I'm surprised Ross is going out though because I think a lot of people go there.
Well, this is even sadder than that. You want to know what it is?
What?
The Kohl's.
Kohl's.
They're shutting down a Kohl's.
No.
Yes.
Why?
I don't know.
No. We will not allow this.
It's the one on Parker Road.
Why?
And it's near Aurora. It's in between. It's like in Centennial, in between Parker and Aurora. And they're shutting it down because it's underperforming.
Don't you live in Parker?
Yeah.
Why aren't you saving it?
So
you and your friends need to be out there with signs.
That's not my go-to Kohl's. My go-to Kohl's is the one on Quebec and Lone Tree.
No,
that's the one.
If it were in my neighborhood, you get the Littleton Kohl's. They announce they're shutting down. I'm out there with all my friends with picket signs. We're going to save the store.
Can I just tell you, I really don't know how Kohl's works because I swear to you, like sometimes I'll get a scratcher and I don't know why. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Sometimes
you hand a scratcher and it can be like 30% off the whole thing and she'll be like, keep trying. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah. That's why they're going out of business. Wait, scratch till you get the 40%.
I know.
They make you feel like you're getting a deal.
I know. Yeah. And then they give you Kohl's cash. And you're like, how did I get this? And they're like, here's $28.
I don't know if we've ever redeemed it, though.
I know. I don't think it tires.
There's Kohl's cash on our counter all the time.
Yeah.
All the time.
Mm-hmm. I know.
And I don't know if we ever use it.
The one thing that I have that I know we're never going to use, so we took back something to Canada Goose, the store in Cherry Creek, right? And, okay, it was a dumb purchase. All right, I admit it. I bought a beanie for $225.
What?
Oh, man.
$200?
$225.
Why?
Because it had Canada Goose on it.
Oh, just for the label itself.
The logo.
So I gave it to my son. Like, my son is like the normal kid, right? He looks at it. I got it for Christmas. And he goes, it was $225. And I'm like, oh, it was? I didn't even really notice. Because I actually didn't really notice how much it was. And he goes, Mom, this is the dumbest thing you could have ever spent money on. And I was like, yeah, okay. So we went and took it back. We returned it.
Yeah.
But they would only give me store credit for it. So he got a regular, like a shirt. And now we have $14 left to spend there.
Hmm. How are you going to find anything that's $14 in that store?
You're not.
Yeah.
No.
It's just gone.
You can't. It's literally $14 that just, I mean, there's not anything that you can buy.
Yeah, it's just in the atmosphere now.
Yeah, it is. It's true. I just look at it and I laugh because I'm like, that is $14. It's just gone.
Just the gall of a company that's going to mark a beanie at $225.
I thought it was cute. My son
like,
hated
what?
It.
What? That's...
It's ridiculous,
yeah, it's
isn't
ridiculous,
it? Listen,
yeah.
You know, I know you don't understand designers, but that's just how it works, darling.
I guess. I don't live in that designer world, I guess.
No, you don't.
BJ and Jamie.
Do-do-do-do. Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Bitter cold for the weekend. That's the forecast anyway. Let's see. Oh, by the way, if you listen on the Odyssey app for an hour, you could win $5,000 every day.
Every day.
And a shout out to Skip. Could you please pass my partner's renovation because he is stressed out to the max.
Hello, Skip. Skippy, Skippy. Hey, Skippy, you know what I'm going to do today?
What?
I'm going to go home. Yeah. Skip's coming to the house, by the way.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to make me some Bob Ross toast. Jamie brought my toaster in today.
Yeah.
I'm pretty excited about this.
I just read the craziest thing. God, this, like, I can't figure out if it makes me feel old or what. But they're saying that the U.S. National Archives and Records is looking for several people who know how to read. Guess what they know how to read?
Braille.
No.
Chinese.
Look at these.
Is it cursive?
It is cursive. That's the answer.
Yeah,
crap.
Yeah, that's the answer. Can you believe that? That is the weirdest story ever, that they can't find people to hire that know how to read cursive. What the hell?
Yeah, that kind of makes sense to me, because like BJ sort of writes in cursive still, and there's days where I'm just like, I can't read any of this. I know that I have chicken scratch and my handwriting is really hard to read.
Yeah, your handwriting's horrible.
But like, sometimes I can't read it.
Really?
Yeah.
You were taught it.
Yes, I was.
Yeah, you were taught it.
You just can't read.
Son has no clue how to write cursive.
Really?
No clue. He tries all the time. It looks stupid. He has no clue.
But I think they teach it again, though.
No, they don't.
No, I don't think so. Everything's done like
It's like 20.
Now.
Only 21 states teach it, I think.
Yeah.
Frog knows cursive.
Oh, he really? Does?
He doesn't know how to write it, but he knows what it is.
I think a lot of schools.
He's a privately taught child. Those Catholics.
He's in a Catholic school, but he knows what cursive is. I don't think he could write it.
They at least show you how to sign your name for like documents and stuff.
Yeah.
No, they never taught the kids.
They didn't
that.
Teach Ralphie that?
Nope.
Wow.
Sure didn't. Nope.
I thought they did.
No, I promise you they did not.
No, I'm just saying that the school he goes to.
Can you imagine teacher. All the athletes that are going to sign autographs in the future? They have no idea. They're just going to put their name.
My son, he was like, what do you think about this signature? And I don't even like, I'm like, I guess that's okay. And he's like, well, I want to be able to sign it in cursive. And it's like, yeah, they never taught him any of that.
You would never think, though, that a place like the National Archives would have a difficult time finding people that could actually read cursive.
Mm-hmm.
Not just write, but even just read it, which is even easier.
Yeah.
But that is bizarre.
Isn't it crazy?
Yeah, it's a dumb request, actually. I mean, or a bizarre request.
Yeah.
I
mean, they're saying that they're looking for like three people to fill the role.
You can read cursive, right?
Oh, yeah. I can read it. I can write it. All that stuff. But it just makes me feel so like antiquated. Like, you know, you go through parts of your life where you're like, damn, am I that old?
Yeah. Yeah, no.
You know,
and I love
smack right in the face.
And I love cursive handwriting.
Yeah, I do too.
Because I think it really says a lot about people.
Well, I'm, you know, I can't read the old letters from Lithuania because they did it with a ink pen.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
They dipped it in ink and whatever. And it's all, I mean, that must have taken an hour to write the word hi.
Yeah.
Because it's all
like
fancy and pretty.
And
yeah, it's all crazy. I'm like, what the hell was that?
Yeah, but people used to write, you know, a letter, you know, send it by mail, whatever.
Yeah.
And the handwriting was everything. Yeah, I thought.
I mean, my mom, every time she gives me a card, it's all in cursive, too.
Yeah. Still.
Somebody said, my kids are actually learning cursive in school. You must be, you know, I bet you are, Valor.
Oh, yeah. Without a doubt. Yeah. You need that for Harvard and all the Ivy League
schools.
Yeah,
you're either Valor or Creek.
Yeah, I knew that because I was surprised when Frog said that, you know, he mentioned the word cursive. And I'm like, oh, I didn't think they even taught that anymore. But yeah, he knows what it is. I don't think he can do it, though.
It says, this is crazy. We had to go and get our own car out of valet because it had switched, you know, the time had switched, and nobody knew how to drive a stick shift. So the guy that parked it, you know, they went to the next shift, and then the new shift didn't know how to get
it. Yeah. That's awesome.
I get that, yeah. A lot of people don't know how to do that.
Well, yeah, that's what they're saying. Like, you know, when Denver had that huge crime spree on cars, everybody's like, just buy a stick shift. You'll be fine. Nobody will steal it.
Shmadil, you can drive a stick, right?
Hell yeah, I can.
Okay.
I've only ever owned sticks.
Sure. Yeah, I can drive a stick as well.
I learned on one, yeah.
Me too. Well, I told you guys the story. My sister wanted to make out with this boy, and he had a stick shift car, so he's like, just take the car. You know, I'm a little kid, and I'm like 12, and he's like, just go away, kind of, because I'm like, what are you guys doing making out? So he basically gave me his car to go away.
At 12?
At 12, at the campgrounds. And so I was, oh my God, I could smell that. What I was burning out was that
the
thing?
Clutch?
The clutch.
Just I was tearing it out.
Oh my God, I could smell it. It's like, I don't know what happened, but I think your car got a little hot. But they got to make out, so that's all that.
They should go back to teaching cursive, though.
Yeah.
I mean, I really think they should, don't you? I mean, just for signature purposes.
It's just that they don't write anything. I mean, my kid is just on his computer on everything. I mean, he literally... I mean, all his notes, everything. I don't know the last time he's used a piece of paper and a pencil.
But you need a signature.
Well, he practiced
one. That's
all
you need.
I know, but he practiced one of those. Yeah. But what I'm saying is, I could not tell you the last time I saw him write anything down.
No kidding.
Yeah. But I told you how dumb I was when my girlfriend, there was a used car on the side of the road. And she's like, oh my gosh, I got to get that number. And I said, oh, I'll get it. Can I have a piece of paper and pencil? And she goes, oh my God, just take a picture of it. I was like, right.
Oh, yeah.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.